It's called Huxla Mitzvosoi, and you're not allowed to have a nor from them until after Yomtiv. But Ad Mitzvoy Yomtiv Achron Shachag. Until the end of Yomtiv, it's called Huxla Mitzvosoi. It's put up to make the sukkah look nice. Therefore, it becomes part of the schach. He can't have enjoyment from it. But if you made it tonight, you made a condition that when you're first putting up these fruits or these nice pictures, you don't want it to become part of the schach. You don't want it to get kedusha on it. You say you want to use it right away. Is v'mhistna leim akolufi tonight. A tonight conditioning could help. If you make a condition that you want to use it right away, you don't want the kedusha sasukah to be chal on it, that helps. And an enechnami taka, the kedusha is not chal on these decorations. But at kol ponim, you see clearly that you're allowed to have decorations, a sheet, right under the tiyachach. So even though it's covering the schach, and these sheets are possible for schach, because it's a dovra makabel tumah, still we say, since you put it up there to make it look nice, that's from chizdus svara, it's bottle to the schach. So my answer is no, maybe you have no right from here. I tell you, dilma menat sad hitma. Dilma menat sad. Maybe here it's talking about that you're putting up these beautiful sheets on the side of the sukkah, on the walls. But maybe not on top. Maybe if you do it on top, maybe it's not like Rav Chisda, maybe it'll be possible. But I call upon a malach, we hold like Rav Chisda, that if you put it up to make it look nice, then it's bottle to the schach. But this is providing, like we'll soon see in the Gemara, that it's less than dalat fochim away from the schach. If it's within dalat fochim from the schach, that's the svar, it's bottle to the schach, becomes part of the schach. But if it's lower down, away from the schach, dalat fochim, or if it's above the schach, more than dalat fochim, then for sure it's not bottle to the schach, then it makes the sukkah possible. Because then we say, what are you eating under the bottom covering? And the bottom covering is a posel schach. So it's only a svaras bottle to the schach, we'll soon see, if it's within dalat fochim. Now so far, this is where Rashi learns that our Rav Chisda is saying, the only time it's kosher, you put things there, lahanor, to make it look nice. But if it's not for nice, it's like a not bottle to the schach. Tosis in Amar Aleph here brings down the Bein HaTam Hashit is not like that. That he learns pshat that anything you put near the schach, within dalat amos of the schach, becomes bottle to the schach. Even if your only purpose is to stop the rain from coming in or stop the leaves from falling down, it's also bottle to the schach. Like, what's the difference if you put it to make it look nice or you use it for a purpose? So he learns the only reason why our Mishnah says it's possible is talking about that either you do not have enough kosher schach on your sukkah and you want to use these sheets to make the schach, to make roiv schach, to make roiv tzel. So that's possible, because you can't use these things on a kavot tumah, it's not right to be schach. But if you would have 100% good schach without these sheets, then the sheets does not make it possible as long as it's within dalat fochim. Another pshat Rabbeinu Tam says is that our Mishnah means that you don't want the sun to bake down. Because if the sun would bake down on your schach the way it is right now, even though right now it's kosher schach, you have more shade than sun, but you're afraid if for an hour or two the sun will bake down so much on your schach, it will become smaller, and then there will be more sun coming through. So the reason why you want to put your sheet over the schach is to protect the schach, to make it kosher. So it comes out the only reason why you still have kosher schach after 2 hours is because of the sheet. And since the sheet is mekabel tumah, therefore it's no good. Or else you want to put the sheet under the schach in order that the leaves should not fall down. See, even though right now you have kosher schach, this is mostly tzel, but you're afraid if the leaves will keep on falling down after 2 hours, there'll be more sun coming down. There'll be posel schach. So that's why right now you want to put underneath your schach a sheet to hold up the schach that should not fall in. That's why it's posel. Because it's considered the only reason why you still have your kosher schach is because of the sheet. But enechnami, let's say you have good schach and nothing will happen to it. The sun or the rain wouldn't ruin the schach. The only reason why you're putting up a sheet on top of the sukkah is to protect you from the sun coming in, or even to protect you from the rain coming in. According to Rabbeinu Tam, sheet, it's a kosher sukkah. So l'maisa, the Mishnah Berurah paskens halacha then, comes out according to Rabbeinu Tam sheet, let's say it's raining on sukkahs. And you have a yawning, you have something to put on top of your sukkah. All right, turn over, we'll continue. You have a yawning, you have something to cover a shlach to put over the sukkah. So according to Rabbeinu Tam Shita, like you should be mechuyev to put the shlach to cover over your sukkah, cover up your schach, even though it's something that's makabel tumah, it's a plastic, something that doesn't grow, it's posel schach. But since you already have kosher schach on your sukkah, And this plastic does not make it that the schach won't become possible, like the schach will be kosher anyway. It's only preventing the rain from coming in, so it's a svar, it's bottled to the schach, and the sukkah still remains kosher. Therefore, if it starts to rain outside, rather than going up to your house and eat inside your house and not to be mekayim the mitzvah altogether, it's worth it to put a shlach to cover up your sukkah and providing it within dalat tefachim on top of the schach, so it's bottled to the schach. That according to Rabbeinu Tam, you mekayim the mitzvah. So he says, Avad, the bracha you shouldn't make then, if you didn't make a bracha yet. Because the other sheet is, Rishonim, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. Because the other sheet is, Rishonim is, like Rashi's pshat, that it's not bottled to the schach. Posel the schach on top of the schach makes the schach posel. It's only a svara lehanosa. If you're doing it just to beautify it, to make it look nice, then we say the svara is bottled to the schach. So lemaisa, you shouldn't make a bracha. But I call upon the mice, if it's raining and you have your shlach, you should do it in order to be mekayim the mitzvah. I call upon him according to Rabbeinu Tam. So the mice, it's a kasha in the world. How come a lot of people are not makpid in this? A lot of people, when it starts raining, they fast cover up the sukkah, but just to protect the sukkah inside, it shouldn't get wet. For they themselves are upstairs now eating. So who are they eating upstairs? According to Rabbeinu Tam, you should eat in the sukkah, you can be mekayim the mitzvah. So I once heard over, maybe, that since usually when it rains, the floor gets damp, it gets wet, and it's very damp outside, and it's moist, so it's not geschmack, it's called you being inspired to be outside. Even though the mice is not raining inside, but it's still tsar, it's still painful to be outside, because it's still moist, it's still damp, and it's still wet the floor, therefore you can have a patur to go upstairs. But if you have a shlach that covers the sukkah, and nothing comes in, and it doesn't bother you, it's not that damp, it's not that wet on the floor, l'chura, you should b'davki eat in the sukkah then, because I'll call upon him according to Rabbeinu Tam Shita, you mekayim the mitzvah eating this way. Itma, we learn like this, noy sukkah ein memayitim basukkah. The fact you put up decorations on the sukkah doesn't take away from the dimensions of the sukkah. In other words, let's say the sukkah is only 10 tefachim tall, so it's a kosher sukkah. Now you have your decorations hanging down, so it comes down that you only have, let's say, 9 tefachim from the ground until the decorations. Still it's kosher. Because since you put the decorations there to make it look nice, it doesn't take away from the size of the sukkah. So the Mordo Omer of Ashi, but let's say you have the decorations on the side, on the walls of the sukkah, and let's say the sukkah at the beginning was exactly 7 by 7 tefachim, now, since you have the decorations sticking out, you can't get your head and rove of your body and your shulchan inside the sukkah, therefore it's possible. Or it's minatzad mamayatin. Because the mice, you can't get your shulchan inside. So on the sides, it will take away from the dimensions of seven tefachim, the sukkah will be possible. More min yumin avdei de Ravashi. Min yumin was the slave of Ravashi, Zevid. It misha le ketunta b'maya. His clothing, his jacket, was soaking in water. It fell into water. He spread it above his sukkah. In other words, on top of the schach, he spread out his jacket to dry out. So Gemara says, Omalei Ravashi. Ravashi told him, Delayu, take off your jacket right away. Delaylemu, people should not say, that we're using this cloth now, this jacket for schach, and it's postal schach, it's makabotuma. Is even if you want to say it's a clothing that came from flax, something that grew off the ground, but still you made it into a beggar, into a jacket, it's possible because it's mekabel tuma. So we told him first, take off the jacket, off the schach. People should not think you're using this for schach. For the Gemara of Kochozin led derativa, everybody sees that it's wet, so they know klo, I'm not putting it there for schach. I'm only putting it there temporarily, it should dry out. So he answered back, l'chiyav shekamin l'cho. I meant to say, take it away, because when it dries up, people will think you're leaving the Delashen Schach. So, take it off when it dries, in order it should not be there when it's dried, in order people should not think you're using it for Schach. Fight the Itma.
Itma. No Yisuka hamuflogim imeno. Arbo, let's say the decorations of Yisuka is away from the Schach, for Tfochim, is Rav Nachman or Makshere. Rav Nachman says still it's kosher. In other words, the decorations is something that's makabel tumah. It's possible for the schach. But even though it's away from the schach for tefachim, still it's a svara. Since you put it there to make it look nice to decorate it, it's still bought to the schach, it's still kosher. But the halach is like Rav Chisda, that Rav Chisda v'Rabba bar Rav Huna Amri psula. They say no, it's possible. In other words, since it's away from the schach for tzvachim, it's not bottled to the schach anymore, it's called by itself, and now if you're underneath it, you're not under the schach, but you're under this posla decorations. So therefore, snagei lamaisa, if you do hang decorations on your sukkah, you should always make sure they're above, they're within four tefachim from the schach. It should not be lower down, the bottom of it should not come lower down than four tefachim away from the schach. Because if it comes down lower than four tefachim, it's not bottled to the schach. And then, depending upon how much you have there, it's depending, maybe you can make the sukkah possible. So the best thing always is to make sure that the decorations, if you put it on top of the schach, should be right underneath the schach, within four tefachim from the schach. Rav Chisda v'Rabba bar Rav Huna, ikloy levei resh glusa. They both went to visit by the resh glusa. Is agninu Rav Chisda besukkah, Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman put them both into a sukkah, what type of a sukkah? Shenu yehel moflogim imenu abot tefachim. In other words, if Nachman wanted to test out to see if Rav Chisda and Rav Huna, what they would say about this. So he put them both into a sukkah that the noy sukkah, the decorations, was lower, hanging lower down than four tefachim. And the mice was ishtikul, they kept quiet. V'loy omru lei v'loy midu. They didn't say anything back to him. So omaluhu, so Rav Nachman said to them, hodubu rabbonim mishpatayu. Were you choyzer, did you retract from your halachas that you hold that if the schat, if the northern decorations is below four tefachim, it's possible? So Amr Rav Yehuda said, Amr Ulay, he answered back and said, no, you should know, anan shluche mitzvah nan. Really, right now, we're shluche mitzvah. We're in the middle of doing a mitzvah. Rashi says that lahak pel pnei rosh gerlo. They went to visit now on Yom Tiv the rosh gerlo, the head. The chayiv adam lahak pel pnei rabbi regel. There's a chiyah to go visit your Rebbe on Yom Tiv on regel. Upatrinon, and they're potter from the sukkah. Because now we come up, we'll learn a Mishnah later that says, shluche mitzvah ptur min asukkah. If in the middle of doing a mitzvah, shluche mitzvah is potter min asukkah. So that's what the answer back. The reason why we don't care about this sukkah, even though according to us, it's fakra posla sukkah, the sukkah is no good, but since we're potter from sukkah anyway, that's why we'll sleep in the sukkah. Hey, amrulay anan shluche mitzvah anan, uptur min asukkah. Omer Rav Yehuda Omer Shmuel, Muta Lishon Bekilo Basukkah. You allow to sleep in a kilo inside a sukkah. A kilo is like a canopy, something you throw a sheet on top of your bed. Now, Afa Pi Sheishlo Gag, even though on top it's wide, at least a tefach wide, so it has a shame roof. So the chur, if you're sleeping underneath it, why is it kosher? The chur, why is it considered you're sleeping in the sukkah? Why isn't it considered like you're in a new reshus right now, you're under the canopy? The Teretz is, v'hu she'enu g'voy asorah. We're talking about, though, now, this kilu, this canopy, is not 10 tefachim above the bed. So therefore, it's not called like a new reshus by itself. In other words, by a canopy, you need two things to give it a shem oil. To give it a shem like its own private reshus. It has to at least be yud tefachim above, and it has to be at least wide a tefach. So this kilu, even though it's wide a tefach, it has a shem roof on top, but since it's not g'voy, it's not 10 tefachim off the bed, it's not called its own reshus. Toshima, coming here, it says we learned Hayoshin Bekilo Basuka Loyotzi Dechavosi. If somebody sleeps in a canopy inside the sukkah, it's not Mekayim de Mitzvah. So go to Kasha and Shmuel. So Moran says, no, Hocha, but Mayaskinim Bekishagaboy Yasorim. Here we're talking about the canopy is two things. It's above 10 Tefachim off the bed, and it's wide a Tefach, therefore it's possible. Meisva, you have a Kasha. Hayoshin Tachas Tamita Basuka, we'll have a din later. If somebody sleeps inside the sukkah, but underneath his bed, is lo yotzi dechavosli. He's not mekayim the mitzvah, because it's not considered in the sukkah, it's considered in this new reshus under the bed. And the havamina is the bed is not yutvachim above the ground. So Gemara says, hotogim or shmuel, b'mita gavoy asorah. No, we learned already that Shmuel answered, we're talking about such a bed, that the bed is yutvachim above the ground. Therefore, it's called a reshus by itself. And if you sleep under the bed, you're not called in the sukkah, you're called under this reshus. Toshma, come in here. It says now Mishnah, Oy Shapira Sagabi Kinufa is Psula. If you have a bed in the sukkah, then on the four corners of the bed you have poles sticking up. and you throw your sheet on top of the four poles, so you make like a canopy. If you sleep on the bed right now, you shno psula. So the Havminer is that the sheet is not yutfachim above the bed. The Teretz says no, hosam nami. They're also talking about the gviya asarim, that the sheet on top is thrown yutfachim above the bed. Therefore, it's called an oil, it's called its own tent, and it's called you're in this own reshus, you're in this property of the tent, and not in the sukkah. Fred Gemara of Tony Hochi, we didn't learn like this. The Tanya, we learned like this. Naklitin Shnayim. It says now Mishnah really. What's called Naklitin? That's called when you only have two poles sticking up in the middle of the bed, in the middle of the two ends, and you have one pole going across it. So when you throw your sheet above it, it's like a tent that comes to a point in the middle, and the two sides fall down. The kinufais, what's called the kinufa? That's called arbor. That's called you have four poles coming up on the four sides of the bed. And you throw the sheet over it, so that's called it has a gag, it has a roof, which is at least a tefach wide. So the lochas are, piras agabi kinufas. If you throw your sheet over this four poles, that's called like a real gag, like a real roof, is psula. If you sleep inside this bed now, your post is not called in the sukkah, it's called you're in the bed, not in the sukkah. Agabe naklitin, what about you throw your sheet just over this one pole going straight across from one side to the other side, so the top of it looks like a tent to a point, there's no gag, it doesn't have a width of a tefach, is kshera. Then we say if you sleep in it, you're not called sleeping in this tent, it's not called a tent, it's called you're in the sukkah. Abobovan providing shilayiyo naklitin gevoyim en amita asara, that the naklitin, we only have two poles coming up. That looks like a tent. It comes to a point. It's only kosher if it's not yutfachim above the bed. So now mechlal, it's a raya that the kinufos, that the Rashi says, when you have four poles coming up and you throw a sheet on top of it, it looks like a real tent. It looks not like a tent. It looks like it has a roof on top. Then it's possible. It's mashrim though afagav shena gevoya asara, even though it's not yutfachim above the bed. Because if it would be yutfachim off the bed, not only when you have four corners is it possible, but only when you have two ends, it should also be possible. There's even the naklitin, when it looks like a tent, when you just have two poles sticking up in the middle of the two ends of the bed, and you have one pole going straight across, that the sheet now goes straight across this one pole only, and looks like a tent, so you tell them it's only kosher, when it's not gevoy asara. If it's less than 10, then it's kosher. And still it says by kinufos that it's possible. So you see, even less than yutzvachim high, still it's possible. So what's the difference between this, a kinufos, and a kilo that Shmuel said it's kosher? So Gemara says, shani kinufos. Kinufos are different to kviya. There the four poles that come at the end of the bed, it's a kviya, it's a permanent thing. Since it's permanent, there we say with one of the two conditions, it's called an oil. Since it has a gag, it has a roof that's wider tefach, even though it's not yutvachim high, still it's called a reshus, it's called a tent, and therefore if you're sleeping inside it, it's not called in the sukkah. Mashenka, in a temporary canopy that's not kavi, it's not permanent, then we say you need two conditions to give it a shem tent. It has to have a roof on top, wider tefach, and it has to be gevoya, ten tefachim high. For the Yomav Arei Sukkah, Agavi Sukkah, if you have one sukkah on top of another sukkah, the kviya, it's a permanent sukkah on top. For Yom HaShmul, Shmul still said, Kech Shera Kach Psula, that the top sukkah only makes the bottom one possible if it's Yutzvachim Hai. So Chura, a sukkah is called a kviya, a permanent thing. So why do you tell me now Kenufais? Even though it's not Yutzvachim Hai makes it possible, why is it different than a sukkah, Agavi Sukkah? So my answer is Poshit. Amri, I tell you, Hosom Dulamifso Sukkah. Over there, when you have one sukkah on top of another sukkah, what's wrong? Really, both of them have kosher schach, so when you're in the bottom sukkah, you're still on the schach. Why is the puzzle? The reason is, because you're making it the top one have a shame sukkah, and the Torah said, we said before, about sukkah is in one sukkah, not in two. So, is the lifslay sukkah be asura? So, to make the puzzle the bottom one, you need the top one to have a shame sukkah, that's the big boy ayud. Here, when you have this canopy or this kinufos, it's not because it's called a sukkah in a sukkah, but l'shavi oyala. You just want to give it its own shame, its own reshus, its own tent. So here we say botzani asara nami evi oyala. Even though it's not yutvachim high above the bed, but since it's a permanent way of having it on your bed, and it has a roof to it, therefore it's called its own reshus, its own oil, even though it's not yutvachim high.
So if you sleep underneath this, it's considered like you're in this new property of the bed and not in the sukkah. Omar Rav Tach Lipo Baravimi. Omar Shmuel. Ha Yoshun Bekil Orum. If somebody sleeps in a kil in a canopy, undressed, the locker is Moitzi Roshoy. All you have to do is just stick your head outside, Chutz Lekil outside the canopy, Vokarea Krishma, and you're allowed to say Krishma. In other words, it's considered like your head is in a different Rishus than your body. So therefore, your body is like covered, and your head does not see your body, it's okay. The Rashi Tosfos speaks out the bottom Tosfos that lechayish Shmuel leliba roya server. Even though the man yom and brachas at all, it's not enough just that your eyes, your head does not see your body, but your leif is considered that there has to be a separation between your heart and your erva. And here, since your body is uncovered inside the canopy, there's no separation. So Tosfos says here this man yom does know like that halacha. It does know there's any problem if your leif, your heart, can see your erva. You don't need a division, something dividing your heart and your erva. It's enough just that your head, your eyes cannot see it. For the Gemara Meis, we have a kasher on you. Hayoshin b'kilorim, somebody sleeps in the canopy undressed. Lo yaitzi roishoy chus l'kilo v'yikru krishma. You're not allowed to just stick your head outside the canopy and say krishma even though your body is undressed. So of course it's stira. So Gemara says, hakeh b'mayaskin, you know what we're talking about? Kishe gavoy asor, it depends. If the canopy is 10 tefachim high, so then we say the canopy is called the Rishus by itself. So then when your head is outside, it's a svara, your head goes bust to the Ikar Rishus where your body is, and it's called like inside, and therefore it's considered like your head, your eyes could see Yerva. As Hokinami Mistarva is also Raya, Midutani Sefer, the Sefer says, Alam is a daim, you know why it's no good? Lu'aymed the bayis arum, somebody standing inside this house undressed. Shalayaitzi Roshe Chuslachalayim. It does not help just sticking your head outside the window of Yikra Kriya Shema. It doesn't help you, Shema Amina, because since the room is called the Rishus by itself, so your head goes after where your body is. So since your body is uncovered, your head goes after it. Ma'ashein kein ifti oyel. If the canopy in the first case is not Kivoya Yud, it's not Tent Fachamai, so it's not called its own Rishus. So therefore, your head and your body is in one Rishus. But you're covered up though. You have a clothing over your body. It's like you have a shirt, you have a jacket now. So, since it's not called its own Rishus, it's in a canopy that's less than Yud Tvachamai, it's considered like a clothing, it's clothing your body. So if you have your head outside it, that was his locha, then it's kosher. But then, Achnami, if the canopy itself is Yud Tvacham above the bed, then it's called in its own Rishus, it's not called like a clothing on your body, it's called in its own property, and your body is in there undressed. So we say your head goes bossa where your body is in, and therefore it's no good. You can't say Krishma. So tomorrow, bayis nami house also. Afa pi shein gavoy asora, even though it's not yutfachim hoy, abakivon de